Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
One of my favorite places on our church campus is the field behind the gym and next to the children's center. The reason it's so special to me is because it's the place I go to walk and pray and process both good and bad news with God. And through the years, I've had multiple opportunities to get out on those glorious blades of grass and prayerfully evaluate what my response will be to the storm that God has allowed into my life. I don't know about the process of evaluation you go through when a storm hits, but I can tell you that the very first thing my mind turns to is resources. And I think, do I have enough of them to meet the challenge at hand? If I conclude I do, then I tend to be more calm. If I conclude I don't, I tend to be more anxious. I'm sorry to say that I usually respond to storms by looking first at what I have before looking at God and what He has. But I can tell you God is growing me. For those of us who start first by looking at our resources when a storm hits, this account is very challenging because the crew actually ends up getting rid of some very important things that provide a good sense of security. Verse 32 tells us they get rid of their lifeboats. Verse 38 tells us they get rid of their wheat, but they don't get rid of them for no reason. They get rid of them in response to a promise that Paul receives from an angel of God. Let me just say that again. They get rid of these things in response to a promise from God. Somewhere along the line, they make a crucial decision to trust in the God who can save them and not in the things which cannot. As their focus shifts, their perspective does too, and they are able to assess the needfulness of these items. As they do, they decide the things aren't as important as once thought. Storms clarify. Now, one thing that is not lost on me is this. I'm quite sure the next time these sailors get on a boat, there are lifeboats and there is wheat. It isn't like they decide they never need these things again. But what I'm hoping happens is they see them in their proper context. And I'm hoping the same is true for us. There are things we may tend to put our trust in as we go through storms, things which are not of God. And as He leads us, it might become very clear we need to throw those things overboard, as it were, because we realize they can't help us and that only He can. But then later on, He may give those things back to us. If and when He does, our challenge is to remember that they are still of no real value and that we must keep our hearts and minds fixed on Him, even being prepared to throw them overboard again if need be. Today, I'd like to encourage you to spend some time thinking about the last storm that you went through. Were there things you had to throw overboard? Has God given them back? And are you inadvertently shifting faith and focus from Him to them? Now would be a great time, Emmanuel Faith, to reaffirm your trust in Him while maintaining thankfulness and perspective concerning the resources that He's given. Goodness, I hope you have a great day. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.